Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and what a joy it is for me to be able to say that once again this side of eternity. I won't be able to say it over there, will I? I won't have a need to say it over there. Thank God, I hope I'll be able to do something for God over there to where I'll be able to lift up my voice for Him, and maybe, He'll just let me herald a voice or a message of victory over there so I can get it right one time. I'm glad that you've tuned in. Thank God, I'm glad that you have chosen to make Inspirational Truths a part of your day, and I just pray that you'd be blessed. I pray that you'd be blessed by the efforts that Debbie and I make here to bring glory to God, to seek to edify the believer, and to share the Word. My, to preach, thus saith the Lord. What a great privilege. What a great privilege that is. And by the way, it's a great responsibility too. But we're glad that you've tuned in. We are so glad that you've tuned in. I've opened my Bible to a familiar passage of Scripture to Bible readers, the book of 2 Kings, chapter 2. And I'm going to talk about a message. As I was thinking about this, trying to prepare my heart and my mind for this message, I wondered how many times preachers have turned to the book of 2 Kings chapter 2 and preach on Elijah and Elisha. Well, I'm going to do it one more time after Debbie talks about this path I take and this song she's going to do. I'll meet you in 2 Kings 2 after she's done. Pray for me, would you?
This path I take leads me through a barren land into a distant land called home.
Thank you. of that. Debbie, hey, can I ask you something? Where is your path leading you? We're all going somewhere. We're all on a path. We're all taking a direction. We've all made a decision. Where is your path leading you? Will it lead you to the right place? Will it lead you to the right place, friend, the place that Jesus is going to prepare? Will it lead you in this life, friend, the place of fulfillment, the place where you have the peace of God in your heart and in your life? Will it lead you to the place where you're just full and satisfied? Will it lead you to the place that God has designed and desired for you? Oh, listen, friend, if it won't, I'll tell you what, you can get to the right place by the grace of God today. Hey, listen, friend, I've got a message. It's not new. The text is new. The text is new. There's some things in this message that are new to me, but I make no apologies with telling you I didn't look at my records. I didn't search to see whether I've preached recently or even ever have on the radio about this book of 2 Kings chapter 2. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to do that today. I'm going to do that today. And if I had last week, because God laid this on my heart this week, I'd preach it again. But listen now what the Word of God says in the book of 2 Kings chapter 2. I'll give you the text. And really, that's the message. But man, there's a lot in here. I'll run out of time before I run out of things to say. But the Word of God says, and it came to pass. You know what? All things come to pass. I don't care where you're at. Don't care who you are. I don't know how good or how bad it is in your life. It's going to pass, sir. It's going to pass, ma'am. Had some things happen just this week to me, earlier in this week. And you know what? I've learned. Hey, I've learned that a night and a day passing, the next day always gives me a different view of things, and it always makes something different in my heart. It didn't change the situation, but thank God prayer and meditation, looking at the Word of God, seeking His face, changed me. He said when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, and Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal, and Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel. And Elijah said unto him, now listen to this, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they both went down to Bethel. You know what? We're going to see that two more times in this passage. In verse 2 and verse 4 and verse 6, we find Elisha saying to Elijah, I will not leave thee. So they came then to Jericho in verse 4. Look at verse 6. He said in the latter part of that, he said, as the Lord liveth, as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they too went on. You know what I'm going to talk to you about today? I'm about to have myself a fit. I believe Elisha, who was the servant of Elijah, the Word of God tells us actually over there in chapter 3, verse 11 of the book of 2 Kings, one of the greatest statements there is anywhere found in the Word of God, that Elisha poured water on the hands of Elijah. Do you know what Elisha was saying to Elijah? He said, hey, I'm in it, friend. I'm in it all the way. He said, I'm all in. That's what I want to use for a text. I'm all in. Thank God. You know what? I believe when 10 years before this, when Elisha, after God had met him at the cave where he was at, after God had changed his heart and his mind about dying, you remember, don't you, that Elijah got discouraged, did he not? After he had that great victory on Mount Carmel, after that he had slain the false prophets of Jezebel and Ahab's table, after he had spent that time by the Brook Kereth and down at Zarephath in the house of the widow's home, after he found out about God Almighty, after he had delivered his message, shut up the heavens for 3.5 years, prayed, and then the rains came out of the heavens. Oh, when he got to a place that he was just tired and wore out, he wanted to die. You remember that, don't you, in the book of 1 Kings chapter 19? My, we've got a record of his saying, all right, Lord, Lord, it's enough. Let me just die. And then that amazing, that man had wanted to die. God didn't let him die. In fact, He took him up, bless God, took him up in a whirlwind into heaven so that he didn't have to taste death. My, what a mighty God we serve. But listen, after he got out of that dark place, after he got out of that low place, after he got out of that desperate place, that disappointed place, he first thing that he did, I believe, was to go find Elisha. And my, he threw his mantle on Elisha's shoulder. Hey, I don't believe Elisha ever forgot that. From that point on, you know what I believe? Elisha said, I'm all in, thank God. I like the way this thing feels. I like what it represents. I like where it came from. I like what it can do. Now, he didn't know all about it that day 10 years before this day in the book of 2 Kings chapter 2. Excuse me, but I'll tell you why. He knew there was something connected to him. He knew there was something important about it. He knew that there, listen, he knew enough about it that he wanted more. Hey, folks, I don't know about you. I believe as we look out at the times that you and I need to say, all right, God, I'm tired of walking on the shore. I'm tired of just getting my feet wet. We need to do like Peter did when Jesus told him in Luke chapter 5, to launch out in the deep. Thank God we need to get all in. Thank God how we need to say I'm all in. Oh, I believe that's what David did when he went after Goliath. Don't you? He laid off the armor that Saul had put on him and picked up his sling, his script, and 5 stones, and took his faith and said, hey, Saul, I'm all in, but I'm going with God because I'm going for God. Where are you at, sir, ma'am? You might be a Sunday school teacher. You might be a bus driver, a bus captain. You may be a board member of some sort. You may be the chair of a committee. But all you're doing is filling space. All you're doing is occupying time. All you're doing is beating the bush. All you're doing is treading water. Now listen, you've been doing something, but you've not been doing it with any fervor. You've not been doing it, I bless God, with any feeling. You've just been going through the motion. I'm telling you, is it time right now for you to get all in? I'm all in, preacher. I'm all in. Well, that's what Elisha said to Elijah. He'd been with him 10 years. He'd learned some things. He'd seen some things. Come to understand some things. And when it came time for God to want to take Elijah home, listen, Elijah said to Elisha, and I'll not take time to tell you some thoughts that I've got on that. I have some new thoughts this time about why Elijah didn't want Elisha to go with him. I believe there was a part of a test here without a doubt. I believe there are some other things about Elijah that I think is beautiful too. But you know what? You know what? Elijah said to him, he said, I'm all in. Now listen, there are 4 places that we find Elijah and Elisha here. The first one was Gilgal. The second one is Bethel. The third one is Jericho. And the fourth is Jordan. And oh, friend, we just need to go all 4 places. And listen, let me give you the paradox of this. These places, they ran into other prophets. They ran into men that no doubt Elijah had trained, no doubt had become part of the schools of the prophets, because at every place that that these guys visited, that's what was there. There was the school of the prophets. Now, can I tell you something, sir, ma'am? Not everybody will be happy when you say, I'm all in. I'm not holding back. I'm going to give more than I've ever given. I'm going to do more than I've ever done. I'm going to grow like I've never grown. I'm going to pray like I've never prayed. I'm going to knock on doors. I'm going to soul win. I'm going to consume my Bible until it consumes me. I'm going to lift up my voice and tell people about Jesus. Oh, I'm all in, preacher. I'm not going to hold back. I'm going to let the brakes off. I'm going to let God guide me and lead me and enable me. Oh, friend, listen, not everybody be in your favor. I mean, everywhere that Elijah and Elisha went. There were men that said, "Don't you know that the Lord is going to lift up your head from you today, Elisha?" And Elisha said, "Yeah, hold your peace. I just don't even bother me. Don't say anything. Look, friend, listen to the progress. Listen to the way God has laid this out. Hey, you've got to have something that maybe you need. Maybe it's that new beginning, and that's what Gilgal represents." Oh, Gilgal means a rolling back or a circle. And there may be some of you, friend, that need a new beginning. Maybe some of you, friend, need a second touch like that blind man in Mark chapter 8. That Jesus had to touch twice. Maybe you, sir, maybe you, ma'am, I need to be touched by the Master again. I never will forget my ordination for the ministry. They asked me what I thought about grace, and I said, "Well, I like it pretty good. How about you?" I didn't know how to define it. I didn't know much about the truth of it. But they said, "You believe in a second work of grace?" And I looked at them and said, "Boy, I sure do. I wasn't talking about a second work of grace like some denominations teach, but I'll tell you what I've learned that once the grace of God begins to work, it never ceases to work. And if you need a second touch, sir, if you need to have a new beginning, sir, ma'am, God will give it to you today if you'll decide, 'I'm in all the way. Whatever it takes, I'll go by Gilgal. I'll ask God to clean me up, to fix me up, to stand me up, to pick me up. Well, I'll tell you, I'll submit to you, God, and let you do what you would have me to do.'" You know what? That's what the children of Israel had to do at Gilgal. They had to submit to God, and they were circumcised the second time there. But look, now I don't have time to develop this. My time goes by so quick that they made their way from Gilgal to Bethel. Boy, what a great pick! What a great history Bethel holds. House of God. You want me to tell you why? There's some of you all go to the house of God, and that's good. I'm all in favor of going to church. I believe we ought not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, as we see the day approaching. But can I tell you what will change when you realize that it's not the house of God that matters as much as the God of that house? Bless God, that'll change it. Oh, Abraham, after he went down into Egypt. Hey, friend, after he had already been to Bethel, when God delivered him, when God brought him back into the land, you know what he did? He went back to the God of the house of God. He went back to El Bethel. And that's what you need to do, sir. That's what I want to encourage you to do, ma'am. I'm telling you, that speaks of a place of renewal. It speaks of a place of blessing. It speaks of a place of clarity. It speaks of a place of repentance and restoration. And oh, there's no shame with knowing you need that. What the shame would be is knowing that you need it, not doing anything about it. I'm telling you, friend, listen. When they got down to Gilgal, Elijah told Elisha, I'm going on to Bethel. You stay here. And old Elijah said to Elijah, he said, I'm all in, buddy. He said, where you go, I'm going. I want the whole nine yards. I want to get everything I can. I'm not turning back. I'm not giving up. Hey, I'm all in. Well, when they got to Bethel, Elijah looked over at Elisha and said, look, you just stay here, would you? Those prophets, those sons of the prophets were there saying the same thing those others were at Gilgal. They'll do the same at Jericho and down at Jordan. You know what Elijah did? Elijah done made up his mind. He done had his heart set. His heart was fixed. And he said, nope, I'm not staying here. I'm going with you. I'm all in, thank God. And that's what we need to tell God. We need to tell Him that we're all in. We'll go with Him. We'll let Him follow. We'll lead. We'll just go where He leads and guides. Well, they went down to Jericho. And you know what Jericho represents, don't you? My, what a great place that was. Another great historic place. And all four of these places are greatly historical. You know what? That's the place. That's the place. Glory to God. I'm about to get happy right here. And then Israel got their first great victory as they went out of the wilderness into the land of Canaan. Hallelujah. Hey, sir. Hey, ma'am. I want to tell you something. God will give you victory today. Do you hear? God will give you victory today. Hey, if you'll just let Him, if you'll just obey Him, that's what it's about. Elijah said to Elijah, you just stay here at the house of God where the God of the house is, and I'm going on to Jericho. And oh, Elijah said to Elijah, nope, I'm all in, buddy. I'm going to go down there and get a victory. I've got a victory or two I need to get. I'm going with him. I think it'll take some obedience, Elijah, but I'm going all the way. You know why? That's how the children of Israel got victory down there at Jericho. They were obedient to God, even when it looked foolish, even when it just didn't compute right, even when it just didn't look right. You know what they did? They obeyed God. They took the they took that Ark of the Covenant. They got those trumpets, or they got in line and marched around that city 7 days, 13 times. Do you hear me? Once a day for 6 days, but on the 7th day something changed. Thank God. I'm telling you, friend, listen. If you get in line, if you just fall in line, if you obey God, regardless of how silly it may look to the world, I'll tell you, friend, listen, you can get victory over whatever you need and want victory over today. When they got down there, Elijah said to Elijah, you just stay here. You just stay here. I'm going on to Jordan. I believe old Elijah looked at him and said, now listen, I've done come past Gilgal, not left yet. Done come past Bethel, and I've not left yet. Here I am at Jordan. You think I'm going to jump ship now. Hey, I'm in it all the way. I'm all in. Do you hear me? Elijah, where you go, I'll go. I believe that's what Ruth said to Naomi. We need to say that to the Lord. Do you hear? We need to say that to the Lord. Well, there's those prophets again. 50 of them. They begin to say, hey, Elijah, don't you know God's going to lift up your head today? And Elijah said, hold your peace, boys. And they stood afar off. You know, there's too many people that all they are is curious. Do you know that? They just want a little bit. They can't take a whole lot. They're not all in. They didn't even get their feet wet here in the Jordan. I mean, they didn't even make any attempt at all to go. How about right in that place to where the Jordan was? Oh, Elijah took off his mantle, folded that thing together. He whopped it on the water, and the waters parted from the left to the right. And I'm going to tell you here where death, burial, and resurrection is. That separates the men up from the boys. You got to get on the other side of yourself before you can get the blessing. You've got to die. You've got to die. That's what Jordan's a reference to. That's what it's a type of. That's what it's a picture of in the Word of God. It's not a picture of dying going to heaven. It's a picture, bless God, of dying to self. It's getting out of the wilderness. It's getting out of that place of wandering, of death and despair. Oh, you've been delivered out of Egypt. You've been saved. You've come under the blood. You've even been by the cross. You're just wandering around. You're doing more dying than you are living. And you need to get into that land that flows with milk and honey. Do you know what it'll take? It'll take you dying to self. It'll take you dying to the self-life. And you know what Elijah said to Elijah? He said, I'm in it all the way. I'm all in, Elijah. I'm all in, Elijah. I'm going with you. I remember how that mantle felt when you first threw it on me. I remember that day, thank God, how the call of God fell on me. Oh, I'm in it all the way. I'm all in. Boy, they crossed over, did they not? I mean to tell you, they went down into that place that God had parted, or Elijah parted by the power of God. I mean, they went in and tight through the death, burial, and resurrection, and they came out. Thank God on the other side. Isn't it amazing? That's where old Elijah went to heaven. Isn't that what a remarkable sight? What a remarkable scene that was. Now Elijah said to Elijah, he said, well, I'll tell you what, son, you've been with me all the way. Listen, God's going to honor you. God will reward you if you get in all the way. Do you hear? Hey, God knows what you're doing. God knows where you're at. God knows the obstacles you've overcome. God knows you needed to restart it at Gilgal. God knows you needed something rolled back there. God said, listen, you need to know me, the God of the house of God, more than the house of God. And you need victory. Hey, you need some victory. You need some victory. If you obey me, I'll give it to you like I give the children of Israel down at Jordan. But you've got to die to yourself before you can get the power on you. You've got to die to yourself. Thank God before you can pick up that mantle. Hey, sir, ma'am, I'll tell you, I don't know who you are. I don't know what's going on in your life. Don't know where you've been. Don't know what you need. But I'm going to tell you this. And I believe some of us need to make up our mind that we're all in. We're not turning back. We're going on. Our eyes are fixed on heaven. This path that we take is intentional. Bless God, like Debbie sang, it'll lead home. It'll lead to a better place. It'll lead to a prosperous place. It'll lead to the place, bless God, where we can find the peace of God in our life. And in our heart, hey, sir, ma'am, if you don't know Him, get on the right way. Get in at the gate. Get in at the straight and narrow gate. Ask God to save you. God will bless you. He'll keep you. Oh, He'll change you. He'll make a new creature out of Him, out of you. And if you are saved, listen, just go to God today and say, hey, Lord, I'm all in. I'm all in. I'm all in. Well, I hope the message is a blessing. Until the next time.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TOMANDDEBBIE at InspirationalTruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at InspirationalTruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.